Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. And the first Sunday of the NFL season is here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Get this. All you have to do is bet $1, just $1 on any football game this weekend, and you get $200 in free bets instantly. To get this great offer, you need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. That means Andrew P. Shea is back in to join us. It also means, Andy, we got to announce our winner for the Ask Ross segment. And our winner is Joan from Wyomissing. Wyomissing may sound familiar to it. And Joan wins because she was able to bring back memories for Ross back to his high school days. And you know Ross always loves going back to those memories of high school football. As he said, he got chills from it. So Joan will be getting in contact with you about the KSN polo shirt that you want. All right, Andy. As usual every week, you get the last word on our preview of the upcoming game. It's this weekend. It's Ball State. And first off, let's do one quick look back to last week, the Wisconsin game. What did you see in that game last week that's something that you think will be a carryover to this week in Ball State?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that they were takeaways for me that I'm looking for this week for Penn State sort of to validate, right? And the thing at the top of the list is turnovers and explosive play. They're sort of James Franklin's pet stats for measurement of success offensively. He talked about them, you know, in his after the game press conference. He talked about them in his weekly press conference. He was like, turnovers, Penn State zero turnovers. Would they have four explosive plays of X amount of yards or bigger? Whatever the measurement is for explosive plays, Penn State had them and Wisconsin didn't, right? Wisconsin turned the ball over, Penn State didn't. So those are sort of his measuring sticks offensively in terms of what he's looking for. So I think it's important to validate this, especially the turnovers from the quarterback position, right? The 2020 sort of white elephant Sean Clifford in the room thing was the guy made bad decisions, bad throws, and held the ball too long at times and ended up in an extraordinarily high number of turnovers from the quarterback position. So another solid game. I think watching that, I saw Sean make one bad throw, maybe two, but the one should have been picked off. So that was a bad one he got away with. But is he making progress on that front? I think they need to validate that moving forward. That was my first one. My second one is, you know, is this defense kind of really that good? You know, I mean, you have to hope they are put in a similar situation as last week. 95 plays and on the field for like ever and ever and ever. But it was a lot of bend but don't break. That's how I define what they did in against Wisconsin, which is a compliment, right? Like, it's hard to play that much defense and be that good. You have to say, like, okay, well, I'm not saying they have to validate first and goal at the one twice and not give up any points. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about overall, can they validate the speed of the game, how they played, and the impact players that they were showing? Can they validate that against Ball State? So that was the two biggest ones I had.
Well, just a tad on to your points. I felt like Sean Clifford missed more than one or two passes. I think he missed a couple long ones to Jahan Dotson. I think he missed a couple underneath. But most importantly, he did not turn the ball over. He didn't throw an interception. He didn't fumble the ball. That's huge. Yes, Penn State won the explosive play battle. And the more I watch the college game, the more I agree with James Franklin that it's critical. If you watch the Ohio State-Minnesota game earlier in the week, Minnesota looked like they could, you know, play with them toe-to-toe with them. But you know what? When it came time for big plays, Ohio State had athletes who were capable of making those big plays. Not sure Minnesota did. And the interesting thing, I'm going to use 30 yards, maybe a little bit arbitrary, for what an explosive play is. And yes, Penn State had
good
at
number.
Least four of those. Wisconsin had zero. Now, part of it is Wisconsin didn't try, but I suspect part of it is they don't have a Jahan Dotson who could get open deep behind the defense. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, Andy, let's talk about that defense. And I thought right away a difference between this year's defense and last year's. You look like you had a star at each level. Ibukidi at defensive end, Ellis Brooks, of all people, at linebacker, and Jaquan Brisker at the third level, the defensive backs. Going forward, was that a one-game thing, or are all three of those guys stars on defense?
So I think Brisker's a star, right? I think the game looked really, really slow for him. I think I need a little more body of work from Ibukidi, but man, you're going up against a Wisconsin left tackle and you're eating like that as a, you know, transfer from Temple. It was pretty impressive. I'm not ready to put him in star. I think Ellis Brooks is right on the cusp of being a star. Brandon Smith's the name and the bigger prospect, et cetera, et cetera. But if you've watched Ellis over the last, this is his third season. You can see the progression. You can see how he's always been quietly solid, but not spectacular. But now I think the game is just, it was almost like he was in Wisconsin huddle that game. Like his recognition and his discipline and the way he played was so fast, and his recognition was so sharp that he just almost knew what was coming at him, and he was so good, so good. So I think he's a potential star.
And would like to see more from those other linebackers, Brandon Smith, Curtis Jacobs. They seemed almost like non-factors. I didn't see anything blatant where I said, oh, that was a terrible missed tackle or a terrible missed coverage. But you didn't hear their names the way you heard the other guys. It'll be interesting to see going forward. All right, Andy, we said we were going to look forward. Let's look forward
sure.
to Ball State. Penn State is a 23-point favorite against the defending MAC champions who are bringing back pretty much their entire starting lineup. What can you tell us about this Ball State team?
Yeah, so in a nutshell for Penn State fans, when you're looking at Ball State, look at their passing attack is what I'm going to focus on. It'll be a whole lot more effective than what Wisconsin brought to the table. That you can expect. Even though Ball State pretty much primarily kind of wanted to run the ball last week, I'm just telling you right now, they are not going to be able to run the ball against Penn State. That's the biggest thing I learned from defense in week one. And I know Wisconsin had yards, but Wisconsin couldn't effectively run the ball and win the game. So that was a win on the Penn State defensive side. And I think you have to watch their passing game. The quarterback's experience, Drew Plitt, he's going to spread the ball around. He's got a couple of running backs to back him up, but he's got a good receiver. The weakness and where I think what to watch for in Penn State in this game, the weakness of Ball State is their secondary, right? They're not easy to run against, but they're not the Wisconsin front seven either. I mean, their secondary can be had. They gave up, I think, nearly 400 yards last week. The other team was chasing the game a little bit, but they can be had. This could be a day for the trio of receivers for Penn State, all three of them. Wisconsin couldn't cover Jahan Dotson. They simply couldn't cover him. How is Ball State going to cover him if Wisconsin couldn't? I expect some deep shots in his direction. So it's Penn State's first home game. Emotion's going to be high. Beaver Stadium is a huge home field advantage. So I think that's going to be a problem for Ball State as well. Those are my sort of things for Penn State fans to watch.
Are you concerned at all with, there's no doubt Beaver Stadium is a huge, huge home advantage for Penn State. Are you a little bit afraid that this Penn State team might be just a little too hyped up, having home fans for the first time in 2 years, that it might cause them a little bit of a slow start?
Against Ohio State, maybe. Against Ball State, no. I think against an opponent, this isn't a cake. This is a prickly game. Make no mistake about it. This is not a Mac walkover. This could be a prickly game. So against a prickly game, against a seasoned opponent, I think emotion kind of helps them a little bit. I don't see it as a problem at all, to answer your question. Not in the least little bit.
Okay, I want to give you enough time, Andy, to make your prediction and make your bold prediction.
Oh, my bold prediction. So what I'm looking at in this game is explosive plays again. And I'm looking at defense, both of those combinations, explosive plays out of Penn State's offense. And what does that secondary, what can Penn State do against sort of a little bit more balanced, but what also can be a very effective and efficient with a veteran quarterback who gets the ball out of his hands quick? That's going to be important. Look, Tariq Castro-Fields and Joey Porter Jr., those are the players to watch in this. There's a couple good receivers that they have. Justin Hall's the best one for the Cardinals. Those two guys are probably going to mix and match covering him. He does have a little hop, and he can go deep on you. That is a key matchup for me in this game. In terms of a prediction, 23 points is the line. I've got Penn State winning 34-13. The defense validates the one thing that I'm looking for, that they are legit. And in terms of a bold prediction, Parker Washington has a 100-yard receiving game. A lot of eyes in the Ball State secondary, rightfully so, are going to be on Jahan Dotson. I think this is Parker Washington's day to hit 100 yards receiving.
Well, that sounds like a little bit like you're playing up to me, because you know Parker Washington is my guy. I want to throw in my prediction. I think as much as, you know, that spread, and Ross said it, he loves Ball State with the spread. Your prediction says Ball State covers. I'm going to say Penn State goes huge. I agree with you. The first game hyped up isn't going to affect them except in a positive manner. I have Penn State winning big in a surprise, 41-10 covering, and my bold prediction, Noah Kane, 150 yards rushing. Andy, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.